If it is that you want to work on personal development, go enroll into a class at some community college or university or online. Is it that you're going to change your position in life? You're going to change the way you think, change your mindset. Begin now saying exactly what it is, the person that you would like to become. The gate leading to you achieving your goals.
Born to achieve. Born to achieve. Welcome to Born to Achieve podcast, the show that inspires and motivates you to unlock your full potential and achieve your goals. With your host, Warren Andrew Pinder. Let's get started on this week's episode of Born to Achieve. Born to Achieve.
I am born to achieve, and so are you. Welcome to Fellas 2024, the year we will overcome the battle of conquering it, our fears, and embracing a bold mindset that will lead us to achieving all of our goals and dreams. This episode of my podcast is meant to get you charged up, juiced up, ready to achieve the goals that you will set, that you have set for this year, 2024. You have heard the saying, be at war with your fears. This phrase is often used as a motivational and inspirational tool to encourage persons to confront and to overcome their fears. What is it that you are afraid of? How are you going to face them? Are you going to achieve what it is that you have set to become or to achieve in 2024? I ask you the following questions. What idea or plans are you working on to achieve this year? Is this going to be the year you make your personal development a priority? Are you going to step out of your comfort zone and explore new horizons? Are you planning to achieve more than you have ever done before? Is this going to be your breakout banner year? You should be excited to take time out and to plan the direction you need to go in to achieve your goals, or to reset if you have drifted off course from goals that you are working on. This is the start or continuation of a journey beginning with optimism of achieving new heights, taking you in a new direction to the frontier of success, both professionally and personally. If you are not excited about being blessed with the opportunity to make this year, 2024, better than last year, 2023, again, I ask you, what is the monster at the gate that you are afraid of? Why haven't you begun to set new goals or to make plans to improve yourself this year? If you haven't, I admonish you. Right now, stop what you're doing. Begin to write. Begin to write down what it is that you want to achieve in 2024. Begin to write a plan. How are you going to achieve what it is in 2024? If it is that you want to work on personal development, go enroll into a class at some community college or university or online. Is it that you're going to change your position in life? You're going to change the way you think, change your mindset. Begin now saying exactly what it is, the person that you would like to become. The gate leading to you achieving your goals is not going to open. No one's going to open it for you, and it's definitely not going to open on its own. Your anxiety and fears of what is on the other side of that gate will never be known if you do not begin to force it to push through. If you continue not to face that which control or limit your actions and decisions, that monster, the monster that is stopping you from going through, that you're facing, that you're afraid of, is the monster, the fear of failure for you. Michael Jordan overcame his fear of failure to become one of the greatest basketball players of all time. He missed over 9,000 shots in his career, but became never afraid to take the next one, knowing that he would make because of the amount that he took, because of the work that he put in. He was never afraid to take the next shot. It's the monster you're facing, the fear of rejection. Oprah Winfrey had a difficult childhood and had to overcome a fear of rejection to become one of the most successful media personalities in modern day. It's the monster you're facing, the fear of not being good enough. For years, I worked at becoming the best at what I was comfortable seeing others do, but not what I wanted to do, because I felt I wasn't good enough to do. All because I deemed I couldn't, limiting my ability to do what I could best using my God-given talent. On a return visit from school, I was asked by a high school teacher who I ran into what it is that I was doing. And I said to her that I was off in college. Her response was, Andrew Pinder? You? College? Yes, I had successfully been accepted to college and also became successful at graduating from university, all because I decided to put in the work.
Thank you for joining today's podcast. We'll be right back.
Achieve Man, written by Warren Andrew Pinder and Dominique Bradford. This book passionately focuses on the challenges women have been made to go through and how to overcome them. In some cultures, being a woman disadvantages the girl child. This book carefully exposes the hurdles you might face. This masterpiece is the ultimate self-help guide for women. It reveals your true purpose and identity. Get your copy today. Available from Amazon.
We return to today's podcast.
I'd been told while in high school that I could get a degree in aeronautics for taking up space. For years, I did what I knew best to do because it looked cool, but not smart. And this made me believe that I wasn't smart, knowing deep inside that only if I had applied myself, and I did apply myself, by writing a book to encourage persons to unleash the power within, to fulfill their dreams and achieve their goals. By completing my master's degree after 34 years, by applying myself and working hard and achieving something, a goal that I had set for myself upon graduating from university. By giving up my time and talent to offer and share my ideas so that others may be able to achieve success. Ultimately, you need to face the monster and push open the gate to challenge and conquer these fears. Facing one's fears can be a powerful and transformative experience if you apply yourself, if you work hard, leading to personal growth, increased confidence, and a great sense of achievement. I know, I'm telling you, it's a reminder that fear is a natural part of our lives. From Bible days, there were characters like Moses, like Esther, like David, whom God called upon to do a specific job, but they were afraid because they said, not me. Why me? I can't. We need not to allow fear to be a barrier to pursuing our goals and our aspirations. Instead of being paralyzed by fear, the objective is to confront it, chin up, head on, bloodied, and take control of our lives, while keeping in mind that facing our fears can be an exciting and an empowering experience. We must also be aware that when battling our fears, it's important to be in the right frame of mind, that our mindset must be toward change, that our mindset must be toward becoming the better you, that our mindset must be focused toward the achievement of what it is that we set our goals to, that we must not be deterred, that we must stay the course, because the journey of being at war with our fears can be gradual and a long, ongoing process.
Now for a commercial break.
Achieve Men, written by Warren Andrew Pinder. In this book, you will learn the 7 steps to achieving your dreams and goals. Given the vision to share how the acronym of the word ACHIEVE can be used systematically in your day-to-day life. Each of us is given a unique gift from God. Get your copy today. Available in print, ebook, and audiobook from Amazon.
We now return to today's podcast.
That we must continue regardless of how many times we fall, we have to get up. That as we look toward this year in 2024 and we want to achieve more than we've ever done before, that we have to keep getting up. regardless of how many times we fall. That if we want to be like Michael Jordan, we need to take more than 10,000 shots. That if we want to be like Oprah Winfrey, we have to be able to overcome the rejection of people who tell you that we can't. That if you want to be like yourself, you need to deepen in and see it is what it is that you want for yourself. The success that you want to achieve. What it is that God has for you to be the greatest at. It is important to be patient. Because this isn't going to happen over time, overnight. A lot of persons didn't know that I decided to do my master's degree online. I'm not going to tell you that I got the best grades. I'm not going to tell you because at my age right now, I was struggling just trying to learn the VLE. I was struggling just trying to learn the online process. I was struggling trying to do whatever I could, but I persevered. I did it. I went through it. It took me some time. It took me a lot of time, sleepless nights, hard work. But I pushed, I persevered, but I achieved. And I hope that today I can encourage more persons that at the sound of my voice to just start. To start to push and force the gate open by conquering the fear, whatever it is that's stopping you. I want to leave you with these words that I wrote that says, regardless the gain, never bow in shame. Never quit and you will achieve.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Born to Achieve.
Born to Achieve.
We hope you found it informative, inspiring, and motivating. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends and family. Stay focused on your goals, and we'll see you on the next episode of Born to Achieve.
Born to Achieve. Born to Achieve.